Yo, man, this Mac.
Oh man, what's happening? It's Alexis, man.
Welcome to the JoJo's Not podcast, man.
Welcome, welcome.
We back at the courthouse.
It's just the podcast. We ain't on the live. Talking shit.
You've been banned from live already.
We got a special guest in here. We got my boy Lace up in here.
What's up? What's up?
We might have to give him an official mic, man, and a gavel and
all
that.
Let's see. Let's see. What we talking about today?
You got mud water. Yeah.
What's on the case?
It's a good one today. I want to talk about code switching.
Okay. Yeah.
Switching, which is a new phrase to me. I didn't even know this shit had a name. I just know it happens every day. But I guess this is what it's called. It's called code switching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dame cussing me out right now.
I didn't want to say it, but you know.
Dame cussing me out. Fuck that.
I heard it and I was like, oh yeah, we ain't going to do that for 30 minutes.
Oh man. See, I wish we was on live. You could have seen it.
First of all, I ain't even checked my boy yet, man. We got my boy Dame in the building.
I gotta announce him.
On the ones and twos. I
plead the fifth.
Yeah,
I like that shit.
Oh no, he cussing me out about the gum and shit.
So what? Let's get the definition. You want to give us that, Dame? Because
you want the dictionary definition?
Yeah, because we talked.
And then give us the Urban Dictionary.
We talked about this.
Oh, I even think about the Urban Dictionary.
Huh? Yeah, we talked about code switching on the first episode, and we just wanted to
elaborate.
Yeah, we want to go in on it because motherfuckers was really knew about it, and we had no fucking clue until that day. As y'all can tell from the podcast, we was like, what is it? What the fuck is that?
Like, it's really a real thing.
Like, I never even heard of that shit. So, all
right. So if we're talking about like dictionary definition in linguistics, code switching is or language alternation occurs when a speaker alternates between two or more languages or language varieties in the context of a single conversation.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's if you're the hood version.
I was gonna say that
to customize the style of speech to the audience.
Hear that bullshit.
To customize the style of speech to the audience or group being addressed. So what that means is when you're around one group of people, you're gonna act one way. When you're around the other group of people, you're gonna act one way. You're gonna talk different. Your body language might be different.
Yeah.
So you might be around your friends, around your colleagues, around your family, around your grandma, versus your homeboys. You're gonna switch up your style of the way you talk, the way you walk, things of that nature.
Yeah, speaking of, I've done it before, but Al,
I feel like motherfuckers do that 24/7
every day.
I want to talk about you though, Al, because I don't think you ever fucking code switch, bro.
What? Nah, I'll be code switching on the low.
I think 100% everybody does it, even if you don't feel like it,
for sure.
Because I guarantee you, he talks different to a client. Then he's going to talk different,
But what I'm saying, he sounds the same. He may use different words, but he sounds exactly the same. I completely changed my fucking voice when I talk.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a good thing,
authentic,
right?
Side.
Authentic BNG at authentic BNG.
See, I know. We got a lot of feedback about the code switching, and more people would just like, you know, try to fit into other people and shit like that. Like when I code switch. When I change like my tone of voice or how I'm talking, I code switch just based on my appearance, but I don't change my core. Like I don't change my identity.
Your values don't switch.
Yeah, my values don't change. Better.
It's just your delivery.
Yeah,
because we chameleons.
I'm still grounded. I'm still grounded for what I stand for. I'm just giving it to you with a way that you can understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's okay.
You're making it acceptable for the person when you usually when you're giving anything to someone, you're going to give it to them the way that they can receive it. Because if not, if I give you, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Right. That's the fact.
You know, because you can be saying something that I really need to hear or acting a way that I need you to act for me to mimic. But if I'm not ready to receive it, I'm not going to receive it.
Yeah.
I may not even hear it that way. You know, so
all that information goes out the window.
It goes out the window completely.
And it's funny that you brought that up because when I was going to church, we had a preacher that was talking. I was just like, man, I don't know, feeling him. Then I went to when the dean was speaking or whatever, and I was just like, damn, because he was younger. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, damn.
You identify better.
Yeah,
you
just
can feel him.
Yeah, the street.
Same message though,
bro. So like after the service, I'm just like, yo. You said you was on point today. You know what I'm saying? Like, that made me want to go to church. You get what I'm saying? Like, that made me want to hear it. So, I think...
Because he was catering to you.
Because he was catering
to
me.
The other person kind of turned you off to it. Like, fuck this.
That's
code switching. Because the age demographic.
Right, on his part, then.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't necessarily code switching, but
He was doing what he
needed.
Knew.
I needed his way of talking in order for me to get the word.
It's a reason why one you needed his code delivery. Switch. Like he one person got to him, the other person didn't get to him with the same information because of how he delivered that information.
Right. Got you. Because when I first heard that term code switching, I almost took it in like a negative aspect. Like
it can't be
like motherfuckers being fake. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you really square, but then when you go around somewhere else, you all of a sudden you a killer, or you a hood or something.
And that's why I brought up the whole like I stay grounded to who I am. So it's not like I'm pretending to be somebody else. Yeah. I'm still me. I'm just delivering a different way, like Lace was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's also a way of adaptability too.
Yeah, right.
I think the biggest way you'll probably see it is in the workplace.
Yeah,
and that's the only place. That's really where the code switching comes from. It's from the professional side of it. Mm. You're not gonna deliver a message to me to the CEO of a business, and you coming in here with sweatpants and a t-shirt on. You're gonna present yourself the right way, not because you're trying to get the validation from him, but you're walking in the room with other like-minded individuals, so you're going to try to dress it up for that moment.
No, that makes sense.
And there is also a way you could look at it in a negative aspect, if anybody ever said, like, put on your white voice. That sounds like wait a minute, like I should have to not be myself to talk to people so they can kind of respect me, like. But that's what everybody will call it. The voice where you pronounce stuff the correct way, they'll call it the white voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask a question about that. So when did that get looked down on? Because that happens within, you know what I mean? I done seen black people even like talk about their, you know, another black person like almost talk down on them for acting that way.
Yeah.
Like when did like pronouncing shit right or being professional? Why is that a negative thing?
That shit always irritated the fuck out.
Self-sabotage at its finest though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like you think a white person probably really kind of like made that negative? It's like, oh yeah, you ain't acting like us, so you trying to like, nah, well, what's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with like saying things correctly? How did that become a negative term? Yeah,
yeah. It's almost like a sense of tribe. Like people have a sense of tribe. Yeah. Like we talk this way, we
keep it real,
whatever
goes wrong.
If you ain't talking like we talking, something
you
weird.
Ain't really talking, right?
You weird. You not black enough, or you not Mexican.
Well, Ebonics is real.
Yeah, Ebonics is definitely real.
Ebonics
is definitely a language.
Exactly.
I guess not a language, it's another dialect. And it's just like and what's wrong with that? You feel me? If I want to talk to Lace where you can't understand it, I'm gonna do that. You feel me? I'd be like, man, what are you talking about? Is man, this motherfucker trying to take our chicken from us?
And I understand every word.
Understand everything. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
And he won't have a clue. Like that's part of the reason why I started learning another language, so I can have that conversation with my kids and my wife and shit. It's just like, so when we in schools and shit, I can tell you what I expect from you and why I'm at it, whatever, without them being in our business. You know
right.
What I'm
and just knowing the different languages, that's a code switch.
Yeah,
you know, we about to switch it over here for a second because
they need to understand
other people
this
in the room. You know may not need
adapt
to understand
to
what we're talking about.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's deep.
Yeah. No, that's real. I just, you know, that was just something I noticed. I was like, man, and I feel like that stems into people like not being able to freely act one way, it almost forces them to code switch. You know what I mean? Like if you in a certain area, a motherfucker will feel like he got to hold himself in a certain way, talk a certain way, when maybe that's not really him, but because that's the general, you know, way of speaking, he's almost forced to code switch. And you know, instead of using a white voice, they're almost forced to use a Ebonic voice or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That goes both ways. You know what I mean?
It does.
You know?
And what's sad about that is it's like, I dealt with people who don't even know how, you know what I'm saying? Like who spent too much time in the hood. They don't even
Can't turn it off at all.
Oh yeah. I've met them people.
Like, and you go to a restaurant or whatever and you just like, man, let a nigga get a motherfucking cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just,
this ain't the way that you come here and talk.
I get that in the drive thru. Oh bro. Motherfucker, one day I was in the drive thru and he was like, what's up, bro? What you trying to get? Through the drive-thru.
Threw you all the way off. Huh?
What the fuck?
Like, you know what? Since now that you mentioned it, you know what I'm saying?
Hook a nigga up with some
shit. What y'all niggas got?
Is it fresh?
Nah. But you know what? Crazy. I don't know. Man, I'm going to sound hella judgmental, but to me, I was just
it
like,
pissed
man,
you off a little
it kind of pissed me off because I'm like, bro, like I didn't, I'm not paying this to feel like I'm talking to my partner, bro. I want you to sound like the little Starbucks girl. Welcome to McDonald's, man. Take your order. I'll have some professionalism
because I'm spending my money.
Yeah, spending my money and you earning a wage.
Right.
So
this is work.
You're not an entrepreneur at this point.
Right. Right.
And right.
So code switch while you're on this drive through.
Sure. Like, and like, even if he didn't code switch, but he could at least talk to you a little better. You feel me? Because to me, it's more of a respect thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You don't have to. If you would have been like, "Hey, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? You, what can I get for you today?" If he could have told me like that, I would have like, oh, "Okay, he from the hood.
Yeah,
he know how to be polite."
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But if you just like, "Yo, nigga, what you want?"
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because now you're almost telling me like you assume that I'm okay with that. Now you
or the management just ain't in the building right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you doing your thing.
It was extra to lax fire.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
that's
like,
or that's just
I've been taking orders all fucking day. What you want?
Yeah, maybe that was his last day because when I went up, this motherfucker gave me a free drink. He's like, "Hey, bro. Just take this drink, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro." I swear, I was like, "Oh yeah, bro, you was about to go down today after interview."
Somebody pissed him off and he
yeah.
I'm working for the corporation.
Shout out to my boy at the drive,
for real,
man,
bro.
That's looking out for the people.
I was cracking up, but yeah, man, I think that
you ever get somebody who's like offended that you didn't like switch it up for him.
Offended that I didn't.
Like kind of like, why are you talking to me like that? Like, you ever call somebody ma'am and they're like, "I'm not ma'am," like. I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to be polite.
Yeah,
like,
I've had that, but I had that. And
if they're
I
like 29 or something, I'm like, I'm sorry, I just don't know you. And
that's how I'm going to address you, sir.
Some older dude asked me about that. He was just like, because I was just like, "Ma'am, sir," you know what I'm saying? He was like, "Oh, where are you from?" And I was like, "I'm from out." He was like, "Oh, I thought you was from the South."
Why
are you being nice?
He was like, "You just polite or whatever." I was like, "Nah, it was just. Polite
because
way to talk to you.
We really had
but don't
manners.
But don't you feel like, bro, I can't be polite and be out here? Like, I don't know if I just take offense and shit, but I'd be like, bro,
I definitely took it like that, but it's just like, he's asking because he doesn't experience it.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's true.
The culture here is different.
Yeah, the culture here
the
is different.
The dynamics
so it's just
is completely
like,
different.
People don't, like my family from the South, my grandma came here, you know what I'm saying, from Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? Like, on my dad's side is, like, all from Louisiana. Like, my family was using all that shit. It's all, like, out there in Shreveport and all that shit. Like, we own land and everything. Like, my whole last name is, like, on streets and shit out there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you guys, too, maybe not out as much. Like, for you guys, do you get people, like, outside of being African-American, we will try to address you like in a cool homeboy way, like in a professional way. Like instead of giving you a handshake, they'd be like, "Oh, yo, what's up?" And try to give you a fist pound.
I was just going to bring that up. That's not code switching. That's pandering. And I fucking hate it. You know what I'm saying?
That's different.
I hate when you.
You're trying to identify with me.
Yeah, I hate
so
you
don't
even like,
know
yo,
me.
What's
my,
up, bro?
My brother, like, you ain't got to do that. Bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Nothing irritates me so fucking much, bro. I never had a problem with any ethnicity. At all. Like, I never had a hate for him or anything. But once you start acting like that, it just feels like
you're not
feel
being genuine anymore.
Especially when they give other people a regular handshake.
Because you feel like I don't know how to comprehend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you think I'm retarded.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that shit does not sit well
that
with
shit
me.
That shit is hella funny, though. That's crazy.
It's usually very blatant, too.
Yeah. Because,
like somebody like walking the room and give somebody a regular handshake, like, why you got to do the dap for me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I can shake hands, too.
And this is why I like meeting, like, especially in this time, this is why I like meeting, like, older white dudes, and then they just having a conversation with me, and they're not pandering, and I can just talk with them.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that shit, because you're just having a conversation with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not being like, "Oh, did you watch...
How's that
just,
Tupac, huh?"
Yeah, just be yourself, man. I remember the fact that you brought Tupac up. I went to this customer house, older white lady. She, because this was in Marin, and she was like, they love him out there. She went to that call when his mom passed and shit. Mm-hmm. She went to that call because she was like an EMT.
And
she went to that call. She was just like, I love Tupac. And she wasn't just, I went to her house and shit. She got fucking records, all that shit. Like, she was really about that life. You know what I'm saying? So I just like people to be themselves. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you can't be yourself around anybody, then
you need to reassess.
Yeah. I don't mind you code switching, but pandering to fit in,
That's a different situation.
That's a different situation.
That's a big distinction than like the pandering versus what it actually is. Because like next thing is like, is it necessary? I think it is, because I think everybody is different. And I think it's okay to be. It's okay to
relate
your tone to make somebody feel comfortable.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Or even understand.
Especially if anybody who's been in sales would probably know that for sure. Right.
How you
interact with a Mexican family is going to be different how you interact with a black family.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they won't even like a black family. I was in banking, so black people would automatically. I was the only black person like the damn near the company. There was like three black dudes. And the black people automatically come to me because they feel comfortable with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to be able to make other people feel comfortable. So you do have to switch up your vernacular a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Not to pander, but like that's a very fine line too.
Right, yeah.
But that goes back into the interviewing that we was talking about. When you go for an interview, you know, you're going to cater to that person.
Right.
So usually if they're approaching you, they're going to try to identify with you to make you feel a little bit more comfortable to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you closed, there's no conversation that's going to happen.
Right.
But you can close me with either way, though. Because if you come try to identify way too much, and it's like, you don't even know me.
And I feel, because I deal with customers and shit. So when I see, when I go to a customer house and they urban, should I say? Like if they
that's what I be saying. I be saying urban.
because not all of them black.
Yeah, that's why I say it.
So it's just like, when I feel like, My voice completely
usually you can sense it too, right?
It starts because I always got a little speech when I talk to the customers. I say my little spiel, but once I find out who it is, that shit completely changes, and it's just like, and
you
I
just
tell
get relaxed,
and I like, tell them, I say you have no idea how good I feel right now just talking regular. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Yeah.
Like because
you can take that mask off.
Because I do this shit all day. You know what I'm saying?
That's just
like once they call you bro or bruh, like
it's
like,
a
wrap.
You about to get the real me?
It's all good, bro. Come in. I'm like, oh man, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And I just be
you heard that first.
Let me get to work.
All right, shit.
And that shit feel good, man. That shit feel good just to talk. So now I get it. Well, like even talking language, it's like I get when somebody. Their natural tongue is like Spanish or Arabic or whatever the case is, and they got to talk English. But when they feel somebody that can relate to them, they can use their natural tongue, and it feels good.
Right,
you ain't got to struggle with words and
telling
try
you
to
just
find
what
out
it is.
Yeah,
and there's things that come with that too. They act different, you know. They'll you know make the food a little better, or knock something off.
Oh
the price
when they can identify
kind of
with
shit.
You. Oh yeah,
yeah.
You my people.
One of us.
Yep.
You
yep.
took time to learn this.
Exactly. Yep. Should I go on like a little taqueria or something like that? And as soon as I'll start talking. And they know I don't speak Spanish. Boy, my man, I don't get no salsa. They make my shit hella skimp. Like, the whole vibe just changes once they know that. Like, oh, man, because they know I look
they're
Latin.
Like, oh, this nigga.
This nigga
speak, Mexican.
Yeah,
don't
even know the language.
So it goes, you know.
But if you say it the wrong way, they're going to think you pandering. You know what I'm saying? You can still hit that grassy ass there. Like, oh, fuck his shit up,
exactly.
Man. Hang on.
And like me, I grew up in a Mexican household, like, and my brothers that's around my age don't even speak Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Like, they more Americanized. They can understand it better than I could, obviously, but they don't really speak that shit.
So they could probably relate to that shit.
Yeah, so, like, and even when my mom tried to teach me, I didn't want to learn it at the time because I just didn't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then now that I'm older and I just kind of like, you need
damn,
to learn.
I wish I would have knew this.
Yeah, so I tried to ask her now. She kind of like, nah, motherfucker, you just fucked up.
Yeah,
so it's just like, yeah. So I'm, so whoever trying to teach a nigga Spanish,
tap in.
Wait, so someone with both different generations in the household too probably gets the worst because sometimes like someone came from a different country. When they get home, they gotta cater to this family, and then like they're also if they were raised in America though, like they're born, but their parents were born somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
They definitely gotta play both.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
From the time they wake up,
that's my girl.
Yeah.
My girl is Ethiopian, and she was born there, but she's from here.
Yeah.
You know, her family is from there.
Yeah.
And it's a different world, like completely. Yeah. Like her mom, we sit down and have whole conversations, and even though she's been here in America for about 20 years. She's still uncomfortable here.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a lot of the rituals and traditions and stuff that she'll never break away from because those are her roots.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know,
that's
and
better than her.
Right. And my girl, she's because she's from here or because she was born there, but she's from here. She has some of their traits but she also has a lot of American traits.
Her culture is different.
Her culture is different. And it's even a battle between the two of them because her mom is stumped down, not standing for nothing. Yeah. Like, but but family and what she really believe in. Yeah. And that's God. That's it.
Right.
You know. But on the other side of that, you know, my girl is a different person.
Yeah.
But when she comes home,
she
has to identify with her mother.
Right.
You know. So
that's a trip,
and
man.
She's still real. She, you know, she because even at times her mom, like, you know, she wishes she was more, you know, more fob, more foreign, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, they're two different people. They're from two different worlds.
I went to a customer house and they speak German. And then and she was talking to her daughter in German and everything like that. And I was just like, you know, and her daughter said hi to me in perfect English. You know what I'm saying? And she was just like, I was just like, you speak German with her? She was like, I don't speak nothing but German to her at home.
Right.
She was like, every English.
Because that's what's required.
She was like, every English that she learned wasn't from. She was like, we never speak anything but German in the house because I don't want her to lose.
For sure.
That
sense of home.
She was like, and I was kind of like just asking her how she did with that or whatever because I'm, you know, obviously trying to learn the language and stuff like that. And I was like, how was it for you to learn English or whatever? And what made you, how did you, because she came out of here, didn't know how to speak a lick of English. You know what I'm saying? She was just like, trust me, you will learn another language if you have to.
Right. Just your survival.
That's how they say the best way to learn is you get dropped off in the middle of that country if you make it home.
You're going to communicate.
She was like, trust me, you will have to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And you will learn the language.
That's your eyes and hands.
Yep. And because she speak perfect English, you know, and she only been, I think she been out here for a while though. Like, I guess
it's immersion. Like if you're around a bunch of people speaking English,
you're going to adapt to it
at home. If you only speaking German, you're going to learn German.
So I just thought that was dope, man. So code switching is definitely
it's a needed tool.
It's layers to it too. It's levels. Like it's more of a strategic, you know, you're trying to enhance in your career, that mode. And then it could be a survival thing. Like if you're in around a certain, you know, area, a group of people, you know, you're trying to turn it on to survive.
You can also get too far where it's a pandering to appease.
Just like when you see somebody go on stage with the person who does like sign language and shit, it's like, obviously they can't talk to the people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to do sign language because you want to communicate with those fans, right. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
and we do sign language all the time. It's just,
definitely.
We speak without speaking.
No, but
you don't understand everything that I'm saying across the table.
But that's real too, though. It's just like, we speak with our hands, you know what I'm saying? We can't even have a conversation without moving our arms, or
how you say something with your body language, it could be interpreted as entirely different than what you actually said.
The fact that it's called body language, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So, what y'all think the final statement is on this, man?
I think that's it. Honestly, like I said, I think it could be used as a tool. You know what I mean? I think deep down, if you feel like you're being fake, then you probably code switching.
You shouldn't be code switching.
If you feel like
you're being fake,
you can use tools incorrectly too. Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. It's a tool because used good or bad. You know, I guess that's an easy way to put it. But watch how you guys are using that code switching tool out there, man.
Use them tools properly.
Yep.
All right, case closed, man.
Case closed.
Out.